It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. The headlines have put this story a certain way. The Grand Tetons are up for auction. That got people's attention. The real story is that the governor of Wyoming is only threatening to sell off state-owned land inside the Grand Teton National Park to private developers. He has a motive here. He says he wants to pressure the federal government to come up with a good deal for that land. Bob Beck of Wyoming Public Radio explains.
The land inside the park consists of two parcels of roughly a square mile each. They're known as state school trust lands. They're supposed to generate funds for public schools and are supposed to be, quote, managed for maximum profit, unquote. The problem is that the land is worth over $100 million, but the state is currently getting only about $3,000 a year from grazing leases to a cattle rancher. For more than a decade, the state has tried to negotiate with the feds to trade out the pristine park land for property of equal value, such as land that could be developed for coal. But Wyoming Governor Dave Friedenthal says the federal government has not come up with a fair deal. So he decided to send a message.
If the federal government won't dance with us, we'll go look for another partner.
Friedenthal is in the final months of his last term in office. He's a Democrat in one of the most conservative states in the country. Yet he is one of the most popular governors in state history. That comes from battles with the federal government over issues from energy to wolf management. Friedenthal says selling the land is not in the best interest of Grand Teton National Park, but he says it's time for the stalemate to end.
The sole purpose is to force the federal government to come to the table and recognize that the state has other options. The way the federal government has treated us to date is that we're sort of like the people who own the land, but they figure there's nothing else they can do with it, so we're going to use it for free inside the park.
Meanwhile, the Department of the Interior is saying very little about the matter, other than that they continue to work with the state to try and find a resolution. Jackie Skaggs is the public information officer of Grand Teton National Park. She stands in the middle of one piece of the state-owned land. The Tetons are at her back. Skaggs describes the scene.
Wonderful rolling hills of sage-covered slopes and groves of aspens off in the distance, and then punctuating the western skyline are these magnificent serrated peaks that make up the Teton Range.
The land is beautiful, and most people here believe that the state-owned land should stay undeveloped and part of the national park. If it is sold to a private developer, 18 35-acre lots could be developed on each of the two sections, and Skaggs says that would be a shame. But here's the thing. Few in Wyoming think it will get that far. Even Louise Lastly of the nearby Jackson Hole Conservation Alliance is not too worried. She says actually selling to developers seems like a long shot.
I found it very difficult to imagine that would actually happen.
What is happening is that the state and federal government have agreed to a joint appraisal so they can accurately determine the property's worth, so that a proper swap may finally take place. But state officials have been down this road before and say that they still may need to put the land up for auction this fall to prevent the feds from stalling. They predict that the land would be very popular, noting that they've already received at least one attractive offer. For NPR News, I'm Bob Beck.